The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For millions of years, dinosaurs dominated the day, while prehistoric mammals kept to the protective shadows of the night. According to the long-standing nocturnal bottleneck hypothesis, mammals only expanded into daytime living after non-avian dinosaurs disappeared. Support for this hypothesis is hard to come by, as reading clues from fossils can be unreliable. So recently, researchers have used the behavior of modern living mammals and our knowledge of their evolutionary tree to infer changes in the behavior of long-extinct mammals. Researchers gathered data from over 2,400 animal species. Each species' behavior was classified as being diurnal, mostly active during the day, nocturnal, mostly active at night, or cathemeral, active both in the day and night. The team next mapped those behaviors onto two possible versions of the mammalian family tree that traces the evolutionary history of mammals. This research helps explain why many living diurnal mammals possess special adaptations to seeing at night, which they may not need today, but such adaptations help their evolutionary ancestors survive in the time of the dinosaurs.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.